Hello. You don't look familiar. I suppose you're here for a little bit of lyrical enlightenment, hmm? All right, then. Strap in.
Welcome, witty traveller, you're new, I haven't seen ya. You stand amidst the grandeur of Sumeru academia. A scholarly repository of knowledge and philosophy, concoction and apocryphy are seldom to be seen here. Our word is official in a whirlwind of disciplines, enlightening the minds of the world and its citizens. You strike me as likely a person who's visiting, so might be you find you're uncertain. And the fitting in with boffins of technology and noggins for biology, but you dropped in the college of the prof of etiology, the study of what was and is their causes. And well, probably you think of it as history, simplistic but just tolerably. So honored be the Sumeru to summarize events for the quick initiation to equip you for adventure. The mythic twist of nations, the intrigues and invasions, exquisitely relayed by a semi-certain mentor. I'll be honest, there's a lot of it, and though we're never wrong, there's a reason no one's ever tried to share it in a song. While musicians of tradition throughout the kingdom might prefer ballad, when I'm speaking wisdom, you'll forgive a little word salad.
Right, here goes then. We'll start with the easy stuff. Well, easy-ish.
So I'll take you through the basics, the most obvious of straight facts. You've landed in the land and it's the continent of Teyvat. It's made of seven nations, there's Natan and then Fulfane, and Sumeru and Inazuras, there's Finale, Umamstat. Now don't get overwhelmed, there's a plethora of realms. Elemental, light, abyssal, void, and human where we dwell. But don't think of them as places, they all take up the same space. It's more like layers in a cake, well no that's silly maybe. Well the cake is filled with currents, no the elemental kind. There's light and dark respectively, but ours are called ley lines. Like magic dreams of energy that carry all the memories of everyone there's ever been and all they've left behind. Perhaps I should have tackled this before we'd begun, but the human realm was held by the primordial one. I'd expect a god progenitor needs modern context first. No, this is too complex, I'll save it for the next verse.
Again, your dimension is pretty intense, filled with events too dense to mention. Now I don't mean to test your comprehension, but I think it's best to pay attention. If you fall from the stars for all sorts of fun travels, before you can start, you've got lore to unravel.
Academia and encyclopedia is a crack source. Want to make an impact? You need a crash course.
Right, you got all that? Good. How about a little ancient history? Okay, you asked for it.
So many millennia ago, there was the sovereigns, dragon lords, the all-powerful sort, just sort of hovering about, all seven with a territory embellished by their presence with their elemental offerings. You want to hear specifics, but we haven't got time, but each nation's got its cover and impact on their climes. There's cryopyro, hydro, dendro, electro, geo, amino, really convenient that they all happen to rhyme. Then obviously enters the primordial one, the progenitor I mentioned, and a war was begun. The primordial one for the lords of dragons, and when all said and done, the primordial one. The old world ends and the new begins, which the god made fit to have humans in. And the peace and prosperity were brief. We could generally agree the human realm was quite a useful thing. An addendum I should mention, there were sisters in the moon. Only one of them was canon, but I'm pretty sure it's true. They lived in a lunar palace where they kept the stars in balance, and a people called the Seely rose to relevancy too. But that's beside the point. The fact is all were living happily for several generations. God reside beside humanity, a great civilization. Nations weaved into a tapestry of arts and innovation. Then the ancient calamity. The universe, it just gathered in birth, but it soon laid waste to the heavens and earth. When the second new came, yes I swear that's their name, suddenly ended the game, and well the records of regret been there. What happened next? We're not actually sure. They were far too busy dying, did you drag at the score? The moon sitters eclipsed and the city were whispered. Let's just break with a chorus and then come back to the war.
The Genshin dimension is pretty intense, filled with events too dense to mention. And this session's attempts to attempt to condense and to dispense with all the questions. If you hold from the stars for all sorts of fun travels, before you can start you've got lore to unravel.
The academia and encyclopedia is a crack source. Want to make an impact? You'll need a crash course.
Hey, you're still here. People don't normally make it this far. I thought you might have switched for a different video during the second chorus. Right.
Listen up, it's time to learn about the Archon War. When it started again, we are not sure. It either started the calamity or after it. What matters is it happened, it was bad, that it lasted for at least a whole millennia. Again, be clear, we're guessing here. The date is in Celestia, a region in the heavens where the gods are in their special chairs and sit and do whatever. Dare to question who do better and who gets to keep on blessing there. Seven divine seats saw the heavens divided. Each nation collides with those they used to ally with as deities fight over a blaze in the sky until they got a seating plan they could agree on deciding. And when chaos subsided and the seats were agreed and those nations in flames had their deities decreed, all seven could they get up with an ear of peace. No! There was an acorn hiding beneath their feet! Yes, Kenria was underground and hidden from the gods, which as you can imagine, well they didn't like a lot, so they smote them for their vanity, now known as the Calamity, which backfired quite spectacularly, well what were the odds? As they unleashed abyssal creatures, which was probably horrific, but again, when being eaten, no undocumented specifics. So better not to dwell, because it's plainly depressing, another half millennia, and hey, it's the present!
The Genshin dimension is pretty intense, filled with events too dense to mention. No, I don't mean to test your comprehension, but I think it's best you pay attention. This session's attempt to attempt to condense and to dispense with all the questions, to make a little sense and help pretension. No matter, need a prep you for ascension.
If you fall from the stars with all sorts of fun travels, before you can
Encyclopedia's a crack source. Want to make an impact? You'll need a crash course. Want to fight gods? Well, before your destiny, you're gonna have to battle with some log of black sedis. You can master magic or amass a great attack force. Want to make an impact? You'll need a crash course.
There we go! We're done! I've completed a thorough history of the land of Teyvat. Everything you could need to know. I did neglect to mention the Gnosis, the Vision Wielders, the Vatui and the Abyss Order, at least one or two other types of dragon. Look, there's a lot, okay? You'll figure it out. It's stressful trying to keep track of this stuff. It takes a toll. Look at me. I'm only 26.